From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a farewell address delivered in Chicago late Tuesday before throngs of supporters, President Barack Obama defended his eight-year record in office. He called on Americans to remain vigilant against external aggression and guard against a weakening of the values that made American people who they are.
In 10 days, the world will witness a hallmark of our democracy: the peaceful transfer of power from one freely elected president to the next.
Mr. Obama said his 8 years ended recession, opened up relations with Cuba, shuttered Iran's nuclear program, took out terror mastermind Osama bin Laden, won marriage equality, and secured health insurance for all.
For all the real progress that we've made, we know it's not enough. Our economy doesn't work as well or grow as fast when a few prosper at the expense of a growing middle class and ladders for folks who want to get into the middle class. That's the economic argument, but stark inequality is also corrosive to our democratic idea.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato said despite his achievements, Mr. Obama leaves as the country remains polarized.
President Obama has achieved a fair amount, but it's also true that we're more divided than ever. Now, part of that is directly tied to the outcome of this election.
Mr. Obama has less than 2 weeks left in office before his successor, Donald Trump, takes over as the 45th president. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara has named former Prime Minister Daniel Kablan Duncan as the country's vice president, a new post created under a new constitution. Duncan resigned Monday and will be replaced by Amadou Gon Coulibaly, a member of the ruling party and Ouattara's senior advisor. This is VOA News. The cable